The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Now, 2014 was a bittersweet year for my next guest. Model Pippa O'Connor's fashion and style website went from strength to strength. But in October last year, her mother died suddenly. Pippa, you're very welcome.
Hello, John. Good morning.
And as I said, it was a tough year in many respects for you because your mother was a young woman.
Yeah, my mum, Louise, she passed away suddenly, not even 4 months ago now. She was only 61. And like you said, I was having a good year career-wise. And then coming to the end of the year, this massive shock just blew us all away. And, it was really tough. And even talking about it now, it's upsetting and still really surreal, to be honest.
And how did you hear?
I was at home with my husband, Brian, and our little son, Ollie. And my uncle Paul rang Brian to let him know. I think my sister was trying to get hold of my mum that morning, and we couldn't get hold of her. So we got my aunt who lives nearby to check on her, and she was found so at home. And it was just, you hear something like that, and you're listening to the words, and you can't believe it. Your whole life just, changes and shatters within minutes.
Because you had a very, very warm and loving relationship with your mother, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I have an older sister, Susanna, and my older brother, Kian. But there's 5 and 7 years age gap there between the three of us. So, and I was the baby, and my mum and I were very close. I lived at home with her for a good probably 5 years on my own, and lived there till I was about 23. So, we were very close, and she probably liked to think she was more of a sister than a mother.
And you have moments, obviously, still, because it's so fresh in your memory, where you think about her or you do something connected to her.
All day long. Even, you'd be busy, obviously, with work, but you would have moments on your own in the car, and, it hits you then. Or your Christmas shopping, you say, I'll pick that up for mum, or you see something that just reminds you of her. And I don't think you realise how much you are reminded by someone until they're not there,
Picking up the phone to ring them.
Yeah. I still go to do that. It's really weird. Yeah. It was only when I was asked to come on the show, I texted my sister and I said, oh, mum would have loved that, because she'd have always tuned into you as well.
Right, well, that's good to know. I'm sure anybody who has lost a mother will relate to your situation this morning.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't matter how young or old someone is, your mum is your mum. So I absolutely sympathise with anyone who's lost their mum as well.
It made Christmas probably very tough for you.
Very much so. And in a way, it was kind of good that it was so close to Christmas, because Christmas just came and went in a blur, because we didn't really, we didn't have time to kind of process what had happened. We just got through it. And I was just glad to see the end of that year go, to be honest.
And in January, you wrote a blog because you said you learned a lesson from what had happened to you, and you were going to, let's say, not waste any time in pursuing what you want to.
Yeah, well, it just kind of made me realise that, one moment someone is there, you think, they're in the full of their health, and the next minute they're gone. And it just kind of made me realise that if I want to do the things that I have in my head career-wise, or to go places, or, to do things that are important to me, to not wait and not put things on the long finger, and to not doubt myself, and to just believe in myself and really go for it, because, time doesn't stand still.
So there's a lot of self-doubt, or there was a lot of self-doubt, was there?
I think that comes in your 20s, doesn't it? You're not really fully sure of your abilities, and you're not confident. And now that I'm 30, I'm very old now. I've just kind of felt, there's loads of things I want to do, and I'm just going to go for it. And not everyone isn't going to love you. You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but you just have to embrace what you love and chase the dream.
So what goals have you for 2015, tell me?
Oh, wow. You mentioned it briefly there at the start. I run a fashion website. It's called Pippa.ie, and it's a beauty and lifestyle blog also. And it has kind of come on massively in the last year without me kind of intending to. It started out as a small blog that I did as a hobby, and it's just turned into a big full-time job. So I really want to keep pursuing with that and make it the number one website in Ireland and in Europe, and hopefully bring it internationally as well.
So you've big ambitions for it then?
I do, yeah. And I've started these fashion days. It's called Pippa's Fashion Factory. I don't know if it'd be your cup of tea now. Maybe only for the women. It's a day out where you can come to a gorgeous 5-star hotel. My next tour this weekend in Paris Court. Tickets are all sold out, but I'll be announcing more dates soon. But it's a day of makeup and hair tutorials, fashion show. We have afternoon tea, champagne. It's just a really nice day of escapism for women to come and enjoy and leave their kids at home for a few hours, or yes, just forget about their hectic working week for a few hours.
Yes, it's very bit and self-indulgent, all right, if you were to go on one of these, but it's for pampering, as you
say. It's absolutely for pampering, and I think we all deserve a little treat and a bit of fluff now and again.
Yes, well, as we come to the end of January, perhaps now the pressure is off a lot of people who would have been sort of happy to see the month go by.
Yeah, exactly. And it's nice to have something like that, I think, to look forward to, isn't it? And a lot of people got, like, tickets from their husbands for Christmas, which I was very impressed by. Loads of thoughtful husbands out there.
Very good, very good. Have you put the modelling days behind you, or do you still
I'm still doing a few gigs, as you call them. I do really enjoy it, and it has been an amazing thing for me over the past 10 years to be able to do. It's opened so many doors and given me so many contacts, and like, really has been great. I will probably slow up in the near future. I'm definitely doing less and less at the moment, but it's great to still have your hands in every pie, which is good.
It is, yeah. And you're only 30 anyway. That's not old for the modelling business, is it?
It probably is getting old at that stage in the modelling industry, to be honest, yeah.
I see. So you're over the hill, in other words.
Yeah, that sounds sad, doesn't it?
It does. And you've strong views also on home ownership. You think young people could do better if they take pressure off themselves about buying a place?
Well, first of all, I'm no expert. I was talking about my own experience in the paper at the weekend. I was just saying that I bought my first home with my husband when I was 25. And looking back now that I'm older and wiser, looking back now, 5 years later, I just think that it was probably a rushed decision. My kind of era of peers, I think it was embedded into our brains, you know, put your money into bricks and mortar and make sure you get on the property ladder. And I felt like there was this massive pressure. And looking back now, I kind of think, you know, that was the wrong decision. Your tastes change, your lifestyle changes. You don't know how big of a family you're going to have. Are you going to want to live in that area forever? Mm. So I kind of wish I had waited until I knew exactly where I wanted to settle. You know, that wasn't my forever home, and that was my point. My point was, why can't we be more like people on the continent and rent?
Yeah, and think long and hard about buying.
Absolutely.
And we see what those new rules brought in about deposits and the like. Well, it's been great to have you in this morning, Pippa. And
thank you, Jan.
Remind us of your website again.
It's www.pippa.ie.
Great stuff. And hopefully you will achieve all your ambitions during 2015.
I hope so. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.